Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1805, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Our windows looking out from the courtroom into this alley, and that crowds collected therein, and any noises in this alley could be heard in the courtroom. That these crowds were boisterous, and that on the last day of the trial, after the case had been submitted to the jury, a large and boisterous crowd of several hundred people were standing in the street in front of the courthouse, and as the Solicitor General came out, greeted him with loud and boisterous applause, taking him upon their shoulders and carrying him across the street into a building wherein his office was located, that this crowd did not wholly disperse during the interval between the giving of the case to the jury and the time when the jury reached its verdict, but during the whole of such time a large crowd was gathered at the junction of Pryor and Hunter Streets, that several times during the trial the crowd in the courtroom and outside of the courtroom, which was audible both to the court and jury, would applaud when the state scored a point, a large crowd of people standing on the outside cheering, shouting, and hurrahing, and the crowd within the courtroom signifying their feelings by applause and other demonstrations, and on the trial, and in the presence of the jury, the trial judge in open court conferred with the chief of police of Atlanta, and the colonel of the 5th Georgia Regiment stationed in Atlanta, which had the natural effect of intimidating the jury, and so influencing them as to make impossible a fair and impartial consideration of defendant's case. Indeed, such demonstrations finally actuated the court in making the request of defendant's counsel, Messrs. Rosser and Arnold, as detailed in paragraph 3 of this motion, to have defendant and the counsel themselves to be absent at the time the verdict was received in open court because the judge apprehended violence to defendant and his counsel. And the apprehension of such violence naturally saturated the minds of the jury so as to deprive this defendant of a fair and impartial consideration of his case, which the Constitution of the United States and the 14th Amendment herein before referred to entitled him to. On Saturday, August 23rd, 1913, previous to the rendition of the verdict on August 25th, the entire public press of Atlanta appealed to the trial court to adjourn court from Saturday to